Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 15th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is Hour 1 of 2, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio using the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers. That is literally the supreme law of the land. Any law that conflicts with the supreme law of the land is null and void, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that reality check. As we reject revolution, we stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Man, there's so much to discuss, so little time to get it done. Wow, I don't even know how to respond to a lot of this news. It's so just out of control crazy. Yesterday, we had on First Hour with Sheriff Richard Mack, Brooks County Sheriff. He's a Texas sheriff. His name is Benny Martinez. Sheriff Martinez has served the county of Brooks since 2009. Yeah, the guy's a hero, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? He's Hispanic. And he just says, look, this illegal immigration has to stop. Why? Because it's illegal. Yeah, since 2012, Brooks County has been right smack dab in the middle of the busiest quarters for illegal immigration in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the, believe it or not, flood of migrants nearly bankrupted their whole county in 2012. They had to literally reduce health insurance and janitorial services for their county. It was so bad. It was rough, but we made it through, Sheriff Martinez says. We were able to find help from both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republican representatives, who really stepped up to the plate. The only one that's not coming to the table for solutions is the federal government. And ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, if you go look at your supreme law of the land, the Constitution, they're the ones charged with that duty in the first place, for crying out loud. Sheriff Benny says, I am talking about my county being certified as a border county so that we can get the resources that we need. I guess it's tied to you don't get the funding that you need if you're not considered or classified as a border county. Brooks County, Texas Sheriff Benny Martinez testified to the record number of dead bodies that his deputies found, not to mention the over $1 million in cost to the county and hundreds of thousands of dollars in property damage due to the flood of the illegals. Yeah, the Daily Caller reports that hundreds, thousands of migrants attempted to storm the border and enter the United States in El Paso Sunday afternoon. We played the video on Brighty on TV yesterday of this. Our contact in Colonia Juarez, Mexico, tells us that a massive group of at least 1,000 plus illegals just attempted to rush a port of entry in El Paso, Texas, in an effort to get into the United States. Video shows them pushing past the Mexican side of what they call Paso del Norte. There's a bridge there. Okay, folks? A standoff between hundreds of illegals and U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents in riot gear were at the border town of El Paso dealing with this over the weekend. In fact, it's so bad that Brandon Judd, he's of the National Border Patrol Council, said that his 18,000 members had been waiting 2 years for Biden to come to the border and see what the heck they're dealing with. Biden didn't do it. Finally, came for a photo op in December. That's it. Yeah. I guess it was in January. Biden visited the border town for a photo op and declared there was not a problem. And your eyes showing you the problem? A, don't believe that. Just believe whacked out, crazy, psychotic Joe. Joe's a criminal, folks. U.S. Customs and Border Protection used what they call port hardening measures to temporarily stop the group from entering. Now, I find that interesting, temporarily, which means they're getting in. Why? Because your criminals in government are going to allow them to get in. They're going to help them get in. They're going to ship them across the country to wreak havoc on your community. Now, Donald Trump pointed out this interesting tidbit. Hey, there's a lot of rapists that come and murderers and bad guys that come across our border. And everybody mocked and jeered and laughed at Donald Trump for that. But he was spot on right. They said Donald was a racist. But now, Sheriff Benny Martinez on my show yesterday, Brighty on TV, simulcast with radio. He's a Hispanic himself, by the way. But he basically said, no, Donald Trump's absolutely right. We deal with women every day in my county that have been raped and sexually exploited by these criminals. It's got to stop. He said it's not a racial issue. By the way, Benny Martinez is a Democrat. It's not a racial issue. It's not a partisan issue. It's an illegal issue. And they even call Benny Martinez a racist. Yeah, believe it or not, the government encountered 2.3 million illegals at the U.S.-Mexico border in 2022 alone. Yeah, and then we talked about Valverde County, Joe Frank Martinez, not related to Benny Martinez, but in Valverde County, there's a border crisis, and the Texas sheriff, Frank Martinez there, tells how his small town is being overrun by illegals. I'm a Texas sheriff with four deputies trying to patrol 110 miles, Joe Frank Martinez said. So, folks, you've got two Hispanic sheriffs in Texas, both named Martinez, not related, telling you this is an illegal problem. Think about that. And all they do is call these Hispanic sheriffs racist. James Edwards, to break this down with me, thepoliticalcesspool.org, incredible radio program every weekend, every Saturday night on your favorite station or your favorite device, thepoliticalcesspool.org. James, welcome back. What do you think of that? These two Hispanic sheriffs, sitting sheriffs now, that say this is not about race, this is not about partisan, this is about Joe and his failure on the border, and it's an illegal problem. And just like Donald said, there's rapists and bad guys everywhere. And now all they can do is call these Hispanic sheriff racist.
Sam, it's something that we've seen before, but it is definitely something that's become more prevalent here in recent months and really the last couple of years. I think really the first time we saw this was when George Zimmerman became a white man in his altercation with Trayvon Martin. That was the first time that we saw someone who, you know, most obviously was Hispanic, become a white supremacist or a racist. And it has become effective. I mean, it's certainly become effective. I wrote a book about it now 13 years ago, if you can believe it, about how effective these slurs and these libels and these slanders are in derailing the good work of good people. And it has been very effective against a wide swath of white people, although now I think they are becoming a bit more numb to it. Everything and everybody a liberal doesn't like is a racist or a white supremacist or a Nazi. But to see how this cancer has spread, and now you've got sheriffs who are trying to uphold the law, Hispanic sheriffs doing their job for the betterment of all people, now being hit with this too. The left has become so unhinged that I believe it's blinded to its own absurdity. The fact that they could call these men white supremacists and racists in hopes that it'll stick. I mean, and we saw that even recently in Memphis with the tragic killing of a young black man at the hand of five black police officers. The entire national media said it was systemic. Now, they couldn't hardly say that five black police officers killing a young unarmed black man was a white supremacist altercation, but they said, well, you know, honestly, though, if you think about it, the entire system is white supremacist. It's systemic white supremacy, systemic racism.
Yet
that
Donald
has
and
subconsciously
are causing every single problem we have under the sun, sir, including the train wrecks and the flooding. And I mean, everything is Donald.
Everything,
and the white
everything, and everybody.
That's right.
Everything and everybody. It's systemically and subconsciously.
And if we've left out something, that too, James.
It's systemically and subconsciously affected these black men in ways that they didn't even realize. And so, therefore, whites are to blame for that as well, or excuse me, racism, white supremacy. And so, anyway, long story short, this has happened before. It is happening more now. And just like anything that spirals out of control, it will continue to until it is stopped. But Godspeed to these officers. I stand with them or stand with the job they're trying to do. And I certainly don't want to taint them by standing with them or have to answer for that by some intrepid piece by some left-wing hate group with ties
they're
to domestic terrorism or anything
nuts.
Like
we
that.
We can all agree with the good and all disagree with the bad, and we can stand for what's right and what's wrong. And those who don't have the integrity, the intestinal fortitude, the cojones, whatever word you want to use, they can back down and the rest of us can just stand tall. That's how it is. That's how it'll always be. And there you go. So I thought I'd bring that to your attention, though. We had a sheriff on yesterday, Hispanic sheriff. He's a Democrat, by the way. But he wants to stop illegal immigration because it's destroying his county. And he says all partisan and all politics aside, this is a problem. And all they do is call him a racist now.
I'll stand with him on that issue.
The guy's
100% with him on that issue.
What the heck are they talking about? But he says the rapes that Donald speak of are real. He sees them in his county. Wow. Quick pause. Back in seconds, James Edwards with me on your radio.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
You don't usually see this, ladies and gentlemen, but California is having disaster with their weather, folks. Headline says Ventura County, California, issues warning, evacuation warning ahead of storm. Now, that was a couple of days ago. If you listen to the news now, they say it's mainly passed. But then the next headline says evacuations ordered. Federal agency warns California is at high risk of, quote, catastrophic flooding. And then they say a map posted by Santa Barbara County shows evacuation orders currently in effect due to an atmospheric river winter storm. Jack Phillips, theepictimes.com, with that story. Now, here's the interesting thing. Ventura County, Santa Barbara County, both on the coast, Highway 101 goes through these counties. And I grew up in Ventura County, so I know plenty about the county. I lived all over it. I lived in multiple cities in that county through my life. I know it well, well, well. Evacuation orders in California. Here's why it's so bad. One, it's the rains and the flooding. But two, they had a bunch of fires before, remember? And so the fires got rid of all the brush, making just dirt and ash and whatever. And now the flooding on top of the fires make it triply bad. They say don't even drive your car. You're likely to get swept away in flash floods with huge mudslides and everything else. This is disaster, James.
Now, did white supremacy or systemic racism cause this?
Well, of course. Absolutely. No, what really caused it, in my opinion, and nobody else will mention this either, but our turn from God caused this. You got this whacked out governor and transgender promotion of just flat out in your face against God perversions, turning our back on God as a people. That's what's really caused it. But no one's talking about that but me. It's strange.
I certainly believe that, and it's not just natural disasters, although that certainly could be directly attributable. We read that in the Bible. We know that that has happened before. But just the entire decline, you know, the people will say, well, there's causation and then there's correlation. But the entire decline of not just American society, but the entirety of Western Europe itself, which was at once actually called Christendom. It was synonymous. The faith is Europe and Europe is the faith, was a famous saying. But as Europe and as America have turned away from Christ and accepted the new religion of cultural Marxism or political correctness, I mean, the decline has been almost to the minute. I mean, you can absolutely track the fall of these once Christian nations with their turning their backs onto the faith. And this is just one ramification of it, but it's a lot deeper and a lot more damaging than even these fires and mudslides and everything else we're talking about. It goes to the very heart and core of the soul of the people.
Now, they tried to mock Donald Trump for his age back in the time, but now Joe Biden, who's, what, older than everybody, really, is kind of in the news. Nancy Pelosi made a comment on Biden's age, but it backfired. Here's Nancy.
He's absolutely a magnificent leader. He is younger than I am, so I don't know what the so I don't know what the problem is, but in but in any event, I hope that he will soon make some announcement.
There you go. So the idea that Donald's too old now just backfires because Nancy is older than dirt, Biden older than dirt, and everything else. Now, she defends him as an awesome leader, and she hopes Joe Biden announces something soon. Jill says Joe will announce something soon as well. You know what? I don't think so, James. They might make the announcement, but I don't see Joe being able to continue much longer.
I've been saying that for years, Sam. I mean, sometimes the Prince of Darkness can empower his minions in ways that are somewhat supernatural, and I don't know what's going on there with Joe. Sometimes he seems like a complete automaton or audio animatronic, and obviously the gaffes going back to the campaign now, I mean, you know, years now, have just been, if what they stood for wasn't so abhorrent and degenerate, I mean, you would almost feel a little bit of sympathy because it's almost as if it's elder abuse. My great grandfather, was put in a nursing home when he lost his mental faculties, and you know, I wouldn't have wanted anybody making fun of him, but I also didn't run him for president, and make believe that he had his wits about him. But now it's, I mean, my God, it's so much even worse than Biden. The idea that he will run again, I mean, that certainly remains to be seen. I mean, anything, you still got a lifetime between now and the primaries, which begin in January. But look at Fetterman. I mean, this is another situation where at face value, it's very sad. But this man is you know, totally incapable of holding, you know, any job because of his physical disabilities and his mental disabilities stemming from strokes and things like that. much less being a senator, one of the 50 most powerful people in the world, really. But that didn't stop them from voting him in. I mean, it wasn't even an afterthought that this guy can't think for himself. He can barely function. I mean, much exponentially worse than Biden, even though he's obviously much longer, but he's had these strokes. And it's just very, very strange what the American public will accept and promote.
And I don't even know that the American public is so on board. I think people are basically just embarrassed. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. They don't want to come across offensive. But these leaders are promoting this. And as far as I can tell, the American people seem to be just unable to do anything about it. The deep state is that entrenched, I think, is the point.
Well, I tell you, the Democrats certainly wholeheartedly and enthusiastically voted for Fetterman in Pennsylvania. I mean, somebody was voting for him. But the American people at large, I mean, obviously, well, this goes back to something we've talked about for quite a while now on this program, Sam. Which America are you talking about? Because there's at least two, and they're diametrically opposed to one another, and they have nothing in common. So which of the two Americas? There is no one America anymore. Not at all.
Well, and that really is the quintessential problem. And the question is, what are the two Americas? Some would believe it's Democrats versus Republicans. Some would say it's red versus blue. Some would say it's, I think it's deep state versus us, James.
Well, it certainly is. It is that when you boil it down and when you get down to the core of the onion. But unfortunately, so many people, whether it's due to it's just the easiest thing to do, or whether or not they're true believers, or they're just going along because most people just aimlessly drift with whatever the prevailing tide is, a lot of people have believed that the deep state agenda against us is in their best interest. And, certainly it might get them a pass for a while, but at the end of the day, these people whom they considered to be fighting for them is really against them and against all of us. And they'll find that out sooner or later. And it won't be pleasant when they do.
You got that right for sure. The question really is, what can we do about it? What can we do to affect any change that may matter or not? And the only thing I think we can do at this point, James, is prepare our families.
There is a growing need, and in some places it's being filled, for parallel societies. And I don't mean anything. I know that you and I, Sam, and organizations with which you're affiliated certainly get the slur anti-government. Now, actually, you're talking about proper government, proper role of government. It's not anti-government at all to want elected officials, whether they be law enforcement or political, to adhere to the rule of law and God's laws and the Constitution. But that's anti-government, I guess. But when I talk about parallel societies, I don't mean anything extra legal. I don't mean anything insurrectionist. I just mean unplugging from this matrix, unplugging from this criminally corrupt and anti-Christ system to the fullest extent that you can. And that's what our people need to be doing right now in these dark days, until there is a movement afoot that can reclaim America's destiny, until things will change. I mean, we're not going to continue on this path forever. Empires rise and fall, and the pendulum swings, and there's a cycle of hard, tough men creating good times and good times creating weak men, and then it all falls, and then it rejuvenates, and that's been proven throughout history. But what we need to be doing right now is, I mean, you can't go out and engage in violence or advocate for violence or even think like that. That's not the way. There's no army to join right now.
You can't fight that. The criminal left, though. You can do it with literal impunity.
Well, yeah, no, if you're Antifa, if you're a support group of the regime, like Antifa, you can do whatever you want. You can burn down police stations. You're going to get bailed out. Probably not do any time. Probably skate. If you're people like us, though, homeschool, live off the land, homestead to the extent that you can, unplug from the system and get with the community of like-minded people to support one another.
Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live, James Edwards, Sam Bushman, on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is taking action to curb gun violence as he met with survivors of a recent mass shooting in Monterey Park, California, Tuesday. In a speech, the president laid out the details of his new executive order on gun control.
More parents, teachers, police officers, health providers, and counselors know how to flag for a court that someone is exhibiting violent tendencies.
Biden added Congress should act to implement universal background checks and ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Back in January, 11 people were shot and killed in Monterey Park in a predominantly Asian-American community after a Lunar New Year festival. President Biden says he'll continue working to lower costs for Americans. His comment comes as the latest Consumer Price Index report showed inflation eased on an annual basis, but rose slightly in February over the prior month. Ohio is suing railroad company Norfolk Southern over the toxic train derailment in East Palestine last month. The state's attorney general explained what Ohio is looking to gain.
The state of Ohio has sued Norfolk and Southern over the February 3rd derailment and subsequent toxic spill that occurred near the village, in the village of East Palestine.
Dave Yost added that he's also seeking a declarative judgment that Norfolk Southern is responsible. The mortality rate for kids is rising fast.
A new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association says the mortality rate for children and teens spiked in 2020 and in 2021. The increase in deaths was driven by homicides, accidental drug overdoses, car accidents, and suicides. The mortality rate of Americans aged 1 to 19 increased by 11% from 2019 to 2020 and another 8% between 2020 and 2021. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Well, I ain't afraid of dying. It's the thought of being dead. I want to go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Pop me up beside the jukebox if I die.
Beside the jukebox when I die. There you have it, James. These people never want to go, buddy.
No, you know, and I that's funny about people who do live longer. I had a doctor one time who told me, we always talk about, you know, the old saying, only the good die young. And the doctor, I said that, and a doctor actually laughed, and he said, "He goes, I believe that entirely. He said, there's almost something medically sound about that, that some of these people, I mean, how old is George Soros, for instance? I mean, so, some of these people, if you look at the people who just never seem to go, there's a common denominator there. I know I've lost a lot. I know a lot of good people who died young, a lot of them. They need to be propped up against that jukebox, maybe. I tell you what, we could use
George
a few
Soros
more people
is 92
like
years old, James.
He'll outlive us.
92 years old. How old's Bill Gates?
He's not that old, but let's see.
67 years old. Now, I realize that's not that old, but you're right. You know, these people just hang around forever. And the reason I played that Joe Diffie thing is because, look, Nancy Pelosi, how old is she? How old is Joe Biden? How old is Donald Trump, you know? And these people just hang on forever. Now, I want to talk about the feud between the Donald and the Ron, because it's very interesting. Now, Trump announces action to totally obliterate the deep state, James, if elected. Quote, I was getting ready to do it, he said. I was getting ready to pull the trigger, he said. Bob Unruh with the story, WND.com. And Trump has promised in a campaign speech that if he's elected in 2024, he'll eliminate the U.S. Department of Education of his plan to get rid of the deep state, James. Now, in all fairness, I have questions about the Donald, as you all know. I've not been on board as everybody else has been. I've given Donald credit when it's due. I've supported the good things that he's done, but I've been very critical about the bad things and the harm that he's done as well. But I made one statement that was very interesting, James, and I don't go back on my statements. Or if I do, I'll apologize for that. Okay? But here's the deal. I told you what single department has Donald even suggested he would get rid of. And the answer is I can't find one until now. Donald's getting desperate for 2024, ladies and gentlemen. And so Donald basically says, hey, man, you elect me in 2024, and I'm going to abolish the education department. Yeah, that's one of the federal bureaucracies that is not outlined in the Constitution and which didn't exist for many decades of the United States, Donald rightly says. There's previously been efforts to kill the agency, as you all know, and turn responsibilities back to the local communities, school boards, and state agencies rather than the general government. Now, on one hand, you might ignore Donald and say that's just rhetoric, but you know what? He said that about abortions, that I'll turn it over to the states. And lo and behold, the people he put on the Supreme Court actually did it. So, you know what? He said during his first term, 2016 to 2020, that action was considered. We studied it very closely, and I was ready to pull the trigger, he explained. Now, some are asking, should the U.S. Department of Education be totally obliterated? I would say absolutely. But I found that fascinating, James. Do you think that he'd really do it? Do you think it's just rhetoric or what? Now, the Gateway Pundit also documented Trump's plan that include a strategy to totally obliterate the deep state. Do you think it's real, James?
Probably not. I hope. Hope springs eternal, does it not? It sounds wonderful. I'm entirely 100,000% behind the idea, and I wish that he would do it. Every time I hear something wonderful like this that he says he's going to do, I always think to myself, man, it would have been great if he could have ever been president and actually have accomplished some of these things. But of course, when he was in there, and he was in there, and he did have the power to at least try to do some of these things, he really didn't do much of it at all. He basically spent his political capital. When you get elected, you've got capital for about a year. And then you get into the midterms. And if you lose the midterms, which the Republicans did halfway through his years, you're done. And when he had the most political power he was ever going to have, he basically funded the Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell deep state Republican agenda. So he didn't, you know, do the things that got him elected, which was the wall. Now, he did say a lot of things that I agreed with. And if the choice comes down to this, Sam, do I want somebody in there that's at least going to say things that I agree with and at least raise public consciousness to these being mainstream, legitimate political ideas, or Joe Biden, who's not going to say anything I agree with and actively work and actually accomplish things that is going to further destroy the nation, then obviously, you know, I'd rather have Trump. But would he actually do it if he gets back in there?
Whether he'll do it or not, time will tell. That's no doubt. And I'm not changing my views on Donald. I will not vote for him.
I would vote for him on the hope, yes. I mean, if that's the question.
Yes, I will not vote for him unless he does a few things. But listen up, Donald. Okay? I know your surrogates listen to this program. Many of your surrogates have been on this program. I know, Donald, you're chicken to come on this program because they'll call you a racist if you do. So I know you're kind of chicken about that. It's okay, Donald. I'll take care of you, buddy. I'll help you. I'll pay for the call since you probably can't afford it. I'll make sure that if you get stuck in your words and can't speak properly, I'll help you, buddy. I'll take good care of you, my friend. But I know Donald's chicken to come on this radio program. He's afraid of the, quote, political fallout. Never mind that we're some of the most credible people in the business longer than anybody he knows. Most of the people that he's been on with have already melted down in their own ways. Look at Alex Jones and others to make the point. I have done none of those things except for just stood tall for the sacred cause of liberty day in and day out at my own expense and been attacked for it. And even when I've interviewed his sons and give them prime time and complete support, they literally attack me for the efforts. Shame on you all. Nevertheless, Donald, you're welcome on this broadcast. But I'm refusing to vote for Donald because of a few things. One, like you say, a lot of what his campaign rhetoric has been is nothing but rhetoric. There's no follow through. But Donald, this is one of the things that, again, I don't attack you personally. I stand for what's right, and I reject what's wrong every time based on principle. So, Donald, if you want to abolish the Education Department, buddy, you have nothing but support from Sam Bushman. But what I would recommend you do, if you want some advisors whispering in your ear, buddy, don't listen to the whacked out, Rudy Giuliani's and Jared Kushner's and these other whacked out psychotic deep state perverts. Listen to people like me, Donald. Are you ready? Let me give you some clear, sound, sage advice, okay? Why don't you list a string of government departments that you're going to shut down entirely? And why don't you start with the Education Department? Good job. I back you 100%. But you also need to shut down the IRS entirely. Yeah, and if you want to be like Glenn Beck and pretend that it can't be done, Glenn tried that with Ron Paul, and he on the air said, oh, it can't be done, Ron. And Ron laughed at him and said, you're completely ignorant, Glenn. Why don't you do some research and have me back? Well, Glenn did the research and had back Ron Paul and admitted Ron was right and Glenn was wrong. So don't go there with me, Donald. You'll just display your ignorance, my friend. Do your research. Get it done. But you said 2016 to 2020 that you were researching shutting down the Education Department. I appreciate that, but Republicans have been promising that for decades. So that research should take all of 5 minutes, buddy. Just so you know. But more than that, what you need to do, though, is give me a list of agencies you're going to shut down. Why don't you try shutting down the CDC, Donald? So now it would be the Education Department and the CDC. What about the IRS and the FDA and the EPA and the FBI and the CIA? Donald, you should roll out a whole list of deep state government programs that have no, let me say this again, that have no validity and constitutionality whatsoever. Shut them all down, Donald. The next thing you should do is tell me who you're going to surround yourself with. Are you going to make Ron Paul or Rand Paul the Treasury Secretary? Are you going to make Richard Mack in charge of shutting down the FBI for you, buddy? You going to put Sam Bushman in charge of your media? See, if you do things like that, Donald, I'd actually vote for you, believe it or not, buddy. I would. I'd double down and get it done. But I cannot trust the people you surround yourself with. They're deep state criminals, Don.
And that's the thing, Sam.
They put egg on your face over and over, James.
Well, that was, he had such, in my opinion, and for a lot of reasons, a wonderful campaign in 16. I mean, he was saying things that no candidate this side of Buchanan had ever said, much less a front runner and the favorite who won the nomination and then won the presidency. But as soon as he got in during that transition period, he surrounded himself with all of the retread neocons from the Bush who have worked against him and still work against him. Mitt Romney and Bolton,
they're trying to throw him in jail, buddy.
Yeah, and he put them in positions of power.
They won't even admit the truth on January 6th, even though the video is in your face.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
All right, so I'm giving Donald Trump a little bit of advice, ladies and gentlemen. Donald says he wants to abolish the Education Department if he gets elected in 2024 as his shot across the bow to jettison the deep state. Amen, Donald. Good for you, buddy. Why don't you list a ton of agencies? I've given you in the last segment a bunch of them I'd get rid of. Why don't you also tell me who you're going to surround yourself with so I can know that you're not going to be surrounded by deep state enemy traitors, okay? Look, you got treasonous traitors around you, buddy, and they betrayed you and sold you down the river. Jettison those people. Start to fund this radio network so we can tell the truth about you. We'll have you on. We'll have your sons on. We'll have all the people around you that are going to be in your next administration on, and we will do our very best to paint a picture of a real America rising from the ashes of Joe Biden's betrayal and deep state hostilities towards the greatest country on the face of the earth. Donald, buddy, you can do it, brother. I believe you can do it if you set your mind to it, Donald. And I would support you in doing so. But I've got to see those things. The next piece of advice I have for you, Donald, is don't attack Ron DeSantis anymore. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your breath. And every time you do it, conservatives like me want to jump on the Ron bandwagon and off the Donald bandwagon. Because you know what? We're not interested in attacking those of us who do good. You know what? Attack the Mitt Romneys. Okay, attack the Chuck, whatever his name is, Schumers. Attack the deep state Mitch McConnells. Attack the, don't attack good guys doing good things. Is Ron perfect? Far from. But Donald, he's done so much good. Every time you attack him, all you do is make people decide that they think you're a nutcase and they don't want to go along with your plan, because I know that you've done really well in the media by attacking everybody, but you go too far and you don't know when to stop. So if I was your media leader, I would tell you, have kind words for Ron. If you're smart, Donald, you might get Ron as a running mate. Now you would say, well, wait a minute, two guys from Florida? Well, maybe. Donald's really a New York guy. He's not a Florida guy. Okay? Hillary Clinton's a, what, Arkansas gal, not a New York gal? You see the point? Mitt Romney's a Massachusetts guy, not a Utah guy. Now, I know these carpetbaggers and everything else have come to fruition, but Donald, you and Ron could take the country by storm. There's statements all over by conservatives going, let's make Florida the whole country. The point's well taken. Donald, you know what? You could basically win if you had Ron DeSantis on your team. You don't believe me? Mr. Trump and Mr. DeSantis, whose combined support makes up more than 75% of Republican primary voters in this 2024 presidential contest poll. Did you know that, ladies and gentlemen? So all I'm telling you is there's my advice for the Donald, James.
Yeah, sometimes there's brilliance in simplicity. I've been hearing this argument for Donald, this argument for DeSantis, and vice versa. But, yeah, why not team up? If Trump can only serve one more term anyway, why not team up? And then DeSantis is the presumed president in 2028. which a lot of people are saying that's when he should run anyway and let Donald have the field and go from there. I don't know how much more decline we can suffer before the whole thing collapses, but it's interesting in theory. Just to circle back quickly to what we were talking about earlier, yes, Trump surrounded himself with all of these people who are trying to put him in jail, putting those people in positions of power. You and I always said the media was so Trump could have walked on water and they would have found fault in it. I mean, there was nothing he did or said ever that they didn't mock, ridicule, attack, racist. I mean, every single day, racist, Nazi, white supremacist, every single day, every single article, millions of articles had to have been by now. But he still let them populate the White House press briefing room. It should have been alternative media. It should have been Liberty News Radio. Both of his sons came on your show. A lot of his surrogates did. Why not put people like that, alternative media voices, in there?
And by the way,
the people.
By the way, when his sons came on my show, and when every single Trump surrogate came on my show, I didn't even talk about the differences that I had with some of them and or Donald. I did my very best to give them an honest, fair, appropriate who, what, when, where, why of the story interview that was legitimate every time, Donald.
You know, and too, Sam, there's actual diversity of opinion on this network, even between you and I from time to time. There is zero diversity of opinion with the establishment-controlled news outlets, and they're entirely anti-Trump. So that was something. But now that's you know, will he do better this time? Did he not know how to maneuver these things as a first-time politician, people might argue? Would he do better now that he knows the way the game is played and the lay of the land? And I don't know. It'd be a flip of the coin. Now, with regards to DeSantis, though, something very interesting. You know, by the way, Trump did do something to his eternal credit. He made people see these bogus attacks of racism, allegations of racism, for what they were, and people saw courage. He never apologized when he was called these things. He never tried to explain. He did the things that I've always encouraged people to do, and it really steeled people's resolve for when that comes to them. Basically, now I think Trump, more than anybody, has proven our point that everything and everybody the liberals don't like is a racist, and you just got to understand that they might not even necessarily believe it to be true, but they know it's effective in derailing you. And the Republican base through the Trump years and up until now have moved much, much, much further to the right, which is a good thing. Much more conservative, let me put it that way, than they were before. And they're seeing things much more clearly, to the point now where you have people like Ron DeSantis saying things that you would have never heard. I mean, Ron DeSantis himself labeled an interracial attack anti-white. All right. So when people are using that language, and by the way, this was the Waukesha parade massacre where the black felon got into his car and ran over white people. He said earlier on his social media he wanted to go and kill white people, but you know, you don't hear much about that. But he did say it. DeSantis saying it's anti-white. A lot of things like that now that are happening.
And it's wrong when he says it too, and it's wrong when they all say it, folks.
But one thing DeSantis is doing now, and we've talked about, hey, you know, if we're two separate countries in theory, how about maybe becoming two separate in fact? And there is a growing hunger in the Republican base. Latest Rasmussen poll, 47%. I believe it was Rasmussen. I can find out exactly what poll it was, but it was one of the mainstream polling agencies. 47% of Republicans are in favor of secession or a national divorce. Now, that is actually the majority. You say, hang on now, 47% in the majority. But it is, because there was a smaller percentage that said they were not in favor of it, and an even smaller percentage that said they were unsure. So out of the yes, no, and unsure, the yes carried the day. Now, Ron DeSantis in Florida has just reinstituted the Florida National Guard, and I think this is good. Anything that moves us further into state sovereignty and disconnects us from the federal Leviathan is good for the people of that state. And it says here in this article, I'll make this very quick, the Florida State Guard will be comprised of Floridians, and it will be assigned to assist and help only Floridians, DeSantis said in a news conference. It will not be subject to be mobilized by the federal government, and the federal government cannot impose policies or penalties on the Florida State Guard. Now, that is a pretty powerful statement there from Ron DeSantis. So, yes, I would love to see Trump and DeSantis team up. And hundreds of people are applying for these positions in the Florida State Guard, which is getting funded now by the legislature. And you know what? Even their logo is really freaking cool, Sam. You know the Don't Tread on Me logo, the patriotic logo with the coiled rattlesnake, you know, preparing to strike. It says Don't Tread on Me. The logo for the Florida State Guard is an alligator with its mouth wide open, and underneath it it says Let Us Alone. So kind of channeling in that revolutionary vibe with a very cool logo with the you know, mascot of their state. So a lot of things happening right now. Makes you a little bit excited for the things that might take place.
And the poll really relates to a lot of Trump supporters. Shock poll, majority of Trump supporters now in favor of seceding from the union. And this is an area where you and I disagree slightly. I don't think a secession is good for America because I don't believe how it could be practically carried out. And we've talked about that, but in your defense, you do believe that is one of the answers that we should pursue, James.
Well, okay, we disagree. And this is the thing is, I think where we may look at it out of slightly different lenses. I mean, you know, in a perfect world, they can be overlapping, but there's too much diversity in America. And by that, I mean, there's just too many different people groups that don't agree on anything. If you don't have the same culture, the same language, the same heroes, the same holidays, the same faith, the same any of these ties that bind, then what are you doing in league and cooperation with one another? Why would you want to be in a cooperation with people who want to destroy your way of life? So my focus isn't what's best for America. It is what's best for our people. What's best for our people, and our people are the people who share those traits that I said. And that doesn't mean that I hate other people, but I certainly love my family and the people with whom I have the most in common first. And so, you know, how it could be done and how that sorts out, you know, it's something that would have to be decided and determined. Certainly, I would hope that it would be a peaceful separation. We certainly don't want any violence and bloodshed. But the country's much more at odds now than it ever was during the Civil War.
Oh, it is.
The
separation is the problem when you've got Chicago and Memphis and St. Louis, and these liberal cities right in the center of our country there. And you got both coasts that are super liberal, chopping off all trade from across the pond, so to speak. You know, you've got some fundamental problems with that. Now, ideologically, I get it. I get the concern. I see why the majority of Trump voters are wanting to secede, because they say there's no choice. But here's the deal. DeSantis now has articulated his view on the Ukraine, and it upsets the deep state hawks. Ron joined Donald in declaring that defending Ukraine from Russia was not a vital interest of the United States. It drew swift condemnations from the deep state establishment Republicans who want to defend Ukraine against Russia. But it's not a vital interest for the United States at all, says Ron. Now, Donald's been saying that too. Both of them are right. So it turns out that 75% of Republican primary voters are delighted that Ron and Don are united on Ukraine. Let's get the heck out of it. It's not of major interest to us, James.
Well, Trump has been consistently good on foreign policy. In fact, that was one of the things that was so refreshing about him when he first declared his candidacy. Obviously, he was most known for his position on immigration. But he split with the ruling elite of the Republican Party on the neoconservative foreign policies of the two Bush presidents. And that's a great thing for the country, I think. So I think I can trust Trump a little bit more on this than DeSantis. If you look at Trump's language with regards to Russia and Ukraine, it is unequivocal. There's just no other way to see it than what it is. DeSantis is sort of stabbing in that direction, but the way it's worded in legalese and political speak, it leaves a little bit more room for fluctuation and interpretation. And you could imagine
all
that.
All I know is Don and Ron, buddy, you guys need to get on the same page, and you need to do it fast. I think Donald should run for president. Ron should run for vice president. We should set the standard. Let's list who will surround them. Let's list what government agencies they'll abolish. Let's go to work, people. Shall we? Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I'm Sam Bushman. My dear brother James Edwards with me. ThePoliticalCesspool.org is his incredible weekly radio program. Check it out. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Hour one in the can, Hour 2 coming up, we declare God save the Republic of the United States of America.